Les lavandières de la nuit, or the laundresses of the night, is an oil on canvas made in 1861 by Anne d'Argent. He is a painter and an illustrator born in 1825 and died in 1899. He is French, and the major part of his work is devoted to his native region, Brittany. By the laundresses of the night, he illustrated a Breton legend. At the All Saints' Day, the laundresses wash their shroud by night. Then, if someone walks outside and meets them, they invite him to help. That's what happened to Postic, the man we saw surrounded by all the laundresses. He knew what happened to the unfortunate people who helped them. They crushed their victim with their ring shrouds. So, to avoid this lot, he wrung the shroud in the same way as the laundress. But he saw a woman he knew. She was dead, and now she was one of them. This unexpected meeting disconcentrated him, and he forgot in which way he had to turn the shroud. Finally, he died, crushed like the others. Yann d'Argent was loyal to the atmospheres. There is a pale full moon, a misty landscape, dark colors, almost spectral. This nocturnal landscape is like a fantastic landscape. The trees look like men. They are like threatening spectres, and some are in the same position that certain laundresses. We can see a convention slide with an impression of speed. It seems like the laundresses slide on the floor to take Postic to his gruesome end. The speed is accentuated by the form of the canvas. This canvas is oppressant, and we can see the terror on Postic's face. Besides, there is Lancôme at his right. He is the death's personification of the Breton. We can recognize him by his call. The oppression of death is accentuated by the dead body, almost invisible because of the darkness. He is in the foreground. Maybe it's a victim of the laundresses, or maybe it's a representation of the future death of Postic. We will never know.